The Health Fix Podcast teaches you how to take charge of your health naturally by giving you the information you need to elevate your health.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Today, I have Tiffany Flatten on the podcast. She's a thyroid expert, a nutritionist, and host of the podcast Rock Bottom Wellness. After being interviewed by Tiffany, I thought it would be great to have her on my podcast to talk about her journey and her perspective on the thyroid. And she's been sleuthing out her own thyroid health since 2007 after a thyroid cancer diagnosis. So I just thought, you know what? Tiffany's a wealth of information. She's like in the trenches with clients too, helping them out. And so, gosh, what better of a person to have on the podcast? So Tiffany, thanks for coming on The Health Fix.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I want to dive right in and chat a little bit about the background, because I think a lot of people don't really think about thyroid cancer as much. And oftentimes, just as in my dad's case, he also had thyroid cancer. He was told, like you, oh, that's the best cancer to have because we could just take that thing out and we could just give you some medication. And it's like, oh yeah. No, there's so many things that go along with that. So would you mind telling folks a little bit about the leading up to finding out that you had thyroid cancer and what you were experiencing and what was happening in your body at that time?
Yeah. And I'm also kind of a testament to the fact that before people get a diagnosis, it's often years and years and years that they're struggling before they even get a glimpse of that. And I can go back to high school probably, but for sure college. And I had so many symptoms of thyroid dysfunction, just very, very classic symptoms. If you were to just go Google them right now, I kind of fit the bill for all of those things. But my test results always came back normal. On and on and on and on, you know, just forever for years. But I did not realize that they were only testing TSH. Yeah. And so it brought me to the place in 2007 where I went in for my annual physical and still complaining of all the symptoms. I would say the primary symptoms I had that were the most debilitating were depression and anxiety and struggling with some cholesterol numbers and things like that. And just going kind of this little argument back and forth about going on statin medications or not and all those things, as well as issues with weight after having children. And so it was just at this random yearly check and, you know, they palpate your throat area. And she noticed a nodule and she said, you know, no big deal. 98% of these are benign. Not a big deal, but let's send you for scanning, for ultrasound. Or no, did I have? Yes, I had an ultrasound that first time. And that came back negative. It was no big deal. But she said just even the size of it, because she could see it just by looking at me. And then, of course, I didn't notice it until then. And then I went to imaging and they said it was normal or it was benign. And then I was told to, okay, it's just because of the size, we should probably go and see an endocrinologist and have them look at it. And right then and there, I don't know why, but I just knew that it was not benign. I just had that intuition or whatever you want to call it. I just knew that it wasn't good. And then I was calling to schedule with this endocrinologist and it was going to take, I think, 8 weeks to get into him. And I was like, I'm not having that. I cannot wait because I know there's stuff going on. I am not waiting any longer. I need a diagnosis so that I can start getting better. And so I had a connection through my brother-in-law. I got myself into Mayo Clinic, which is from here. It's not very far from where I live. And got into the head of endocrinology and went there a week later and diagnosis of thyroid cancer. And it had spread to the lymph nodes.
Oh my goodness.
But even then, all the symptoms that I mentioned that I had, and there's many, many more beyond that, they kind of said that the thyroid cancer really had nothing to do with those symptoms, that my thyroid was functioning normal with this cancer, which to me does not make sense. And I feel like it goes to the fact that I feel like thyroid cancer patients are sort of an island on their own. I feel like there's Hashimoto's and there's hypothyroidism and then there's Hyper and Graves, and then there's thyroid cancer, and no one really knows what to do with us. Mm-hmm. And there's not a lot of information out there I'm finding. And so it's kind of frustrating that, you know, but the thing is, the story is, this is the best cancer to have. It's so easy. Just take it out, take your meds, like you were saying earlier, and you're golden. And I actually was kind of excited because I felt so horrible. I mean, I truly had hit my rock bottom, which is the name of my business for a reason. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, I'm going to be so much better because now I'm going to have this diseased thyroid out of my body. I'm have, you know, the malignant lymph nodes out of my body. And then I'm going to take medicine. It's going to be magical. And it got worse. So, you know, it's just one of those things where it was so defeating. And I actually, you know, had to just somehow will myself to crawl out of the hole to get better. And it was hard.
I can't imagine. And I, you know, I see a lot of patients just like you day in, day out, who same thing, mm-hmm. you are at your rock bottom. You have this like glimmer of hope that, okay, this surgery is going to take this thing out and life's yeah. going to be so much better. And then it's almost like that crash off of that.
Yeah.
Really
just exactly. Kind of- and part of it is, you know, you're sort of set up to believe that, yeah, it is the easiest cancer. I'm lucky to have this one. And every nurse on the way to the OR is telling me, you know, this is not a big deal. You're going to take it out. It's going to be fine. Your meds will be amazing. And, you know, it's, and I think it's for positive reasons. They're trying to be supportive and it's not for anything bad. And maybe a lot of people go through that process and do come out on the other end, just like you're supposed to. But I had this expectation set before me that this is nothing. This is really just a blip in the road of your life and you're going to be so much better on the other side. And it was, but much, much later, it took a really long time to get there. And so that's what I, you know, why I came into starting my own business to help people do the same thing.
I love what you're doing because that point you just made, it took me a long time to get mm-hmm. there. A lot of folks will come in my practice and be like, doc, give me like the medical medium book, you know, protocol right. and like some herbs and, yeah. And give me T3 and everything's going to be so much better.
Right.
And, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, I wish that I that wish. Was going to be the case.
Yeah. It's not quite that simple.
No. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, you're a nutritionist now and like you literally went from teaching anatomy and physiology and biology. So you have a medical background in that case mm-hmm. because scientific, you know, mm-hmm. we talk about the thyroid, we know about how biology works when we're teaching it. And then to switch into working nutrition, because it's interesting how I find in the scientific world and professors, I also taught anatomy and physiology and worked with a mm-hmm. ton of other professors, but that nutrition component just wasn't there.
No.
And then we find like, oh, diet and lifestyle have so much to do with recovery from an illness and in particular from thyroid cancer. Can you speak mm-hmm. a little bit about what you discovered about yourself and what you've been helping folks with in terms of what they should be paying attention to for nutrition?
Yeah. You know, the thing is just to step back a moment.
Yeah.
Just the realization while I'm, you know, teaching anatomy physiology and then going through this discovery of the cancer and the surgeries and the treatments and all that kind of thing. I went back to my classroom after my, I think it was my initial diagnosis and we were starting the endocrine system.
Oh boy.
And then we were on the thyroid and I looked at the first paragraph and it said the thyroid gland affects every cell in the body. And I have taught this a million times, so this is nothing new, but it just hit me. It just stood out like in 3D, like, hello, this is, you know, this is why this has been impacting you so, so much for so many years. But with that background and understanding just that biochemistry, for example, of, you know, the Krebs cycle, mm-hmm. and you see, you know, I'm teaching the Krebs cycle every year in biology, in 10th grade biology even, and you look at all those cofactors and all those, you know, parts that make that cycle go, it's nutrients, mm-hmm. it's individual nutrients. And so the fact that nutrition is sort of discounted is unbelievable to me that it's just not a part of well care, you know, with people getting better. And even talking with my doctors and asking about nutrition, what could I do about that? You know, it's completely just like, oh, you know, just eat healthy.
Yeah. And what does that mean?
Yes, exactly. And I thought I ate, you know, pretty well. We cooked most of our stuff from scratch at home. We ate out occasionally. You know, we probably ate better than the majority of people in our circle or in our life or just in our experiences and stuff. But But nonetheless, I knew there'd be room for improvement. And that just set me down the road that that is the missing piece. I've done absolutely everything else that I knew of at the time. Nutrition has got to be, you know, the last thing. So that's where I really started investing my time into taking nutrition classes, just like locally at a nutritional place that was focused on more functional nutrition. I didn't really know that at the time, but looking back, that's exactly what it was. So I started learning some of that. I went to a dietitian, and then I learned that that's very much conventionally where I had gone was very much conventional. And I was like, okay, I've been doing that my whole life, and that's not helped me at all. And then going to this more functional road, I was like, I got to do this for a living. I have the background. I understand the science. It should be pretty easy for me to do. And it wasn't, as far as like schooling, it was some hoops to jump through and some time and of course some money, but it was so well worth it. But I just wanted to be, you know, have that extra education to be able to really help, you know, the people that were going to trust me with them, especially if they were coming to me feeling like I had felt before, which was completely miserable. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, so many people will come in and it's heartbreaking for me because they've missed out on, you know, doing things with their kids. They, you know, because of not being able to get out of bed, you know, maybe they've lost jobs. Maybe they've had to give up, you know, a lot of things in life. And it's heartbreaking. And you're going, oh my gosh, you know, there's a part of you that's like, oh goodness, how am I going to help you? But we know that starting with nutrition is one of the best ways we can possibly move folks forward.
Yes. For sure.
So what do you typically do to get started with folks? I want folks to kind of hear your story, but also kind of what you do with your clients. Like what's base number one in terms of getting the nutrition on point for working on recovering from thyroid condition?
Yeah, just, you know, really it sounds very general because it is, you know, just cleaning up the types of foods you're adding into your diet. So if you are used to eating box and package and frozen and all those types of meals that you know, that are pre-packaged, you know, you need to switch some of that and start meal planning for yourself. So at bare bones step one, you got to start eating real whole foods, you know, making that a part of, you know, the regimen and part of that, your daily life, and not just a habit. It's just what you do because you are trying to improve your health. So I say that as step one, because when you are feeling the way that I was feeling, and sounds like you work with a lot of people that feel the same way, where I had to will myself to get out of bed every morning. It was really, really horrible to live in that space. And if you start with someone who's at that level of fatigue and depression, and you say, oh, do this, this, and this, and all these things, and go shopping here, and then for this, you go over here, they're not going to do it. And it's overwhelming and it's defeating. And so if you can just take one meal and start making that really high quality whole foods, you know, prepared for the most part at home or whatever, you know, the best way you can do to make it the healthiest you possibly can, that will set the tone for doing that for others, because you're going to start feeling well. So that's, you know, the bare bones basic when people are really, really struggling. Once people are sort of at the point that, okay, I'm ready to do something and work with you, we start with, you know, really balancing out the macros for each meal and snack, and then hopefully start shrinking the need for having snacks because of the whole blood sugar and insulin issue, because that really adds to and keeps creating that issue of, you know, weight loss resistance because of insulin resistance. Even if someone hasn't been diagnosed with, you know, prediabetes or type 2 or, you know, whatever, I've even had type 1 patients start to improve their blood sugar control and have to decrease the amount of insulin that they need to use every day. So obviously they're working with their doctor on that, but you know, it's just something that people think that, well, I'm diabetic, I can't do anything to change anything. And that's not always the case. So, that's kind of the next step. And then we just go into, you know, getting stuff out of the diet that's really inflammatory, depending on their condition. If there's some autoimmune conditions happening, if they, you know, depending on their symptoms, depending on their blood work, if we have some good expanded panel blood work for the thyroid, and we can see antibodies, and you know, that are flared up. And then we look at how we can get those out of the diet and also work in optimizing the liver's ability to detoxify. And so that's sort of ground zero, and that can be a process depending on where people are starting from. And that's the thing. You got to start where people are at. We can't take people on 10 different levels and say, this is what you do. This is what we, you know, everybody should do at this time. And this is how it works, because that is 100% not the case. We have to be customized for each person.
And that's the beauty of one-on-one coaching with clients, because I think we have a lot of folks out there who are selling courses to try to improve things and books, and they're very general, but being able to work with someone one-on-one, you get the beauty of starting where someone is at, which is
exactly
how you work, which I love. And being able to support someone on that angle is incredible, because yes, when I have folks coming in who are, you know, they barely made it in to see me, you know, let alone getting through their day, if we give a huge treatment plan. And I'll be honest, like when I first got out of practice, I didn't know any better. I was like, we're gonna do this and this and this. And I'm sure people were like head spinning and like, this chick's crazy. And literally, you know, sometimes I'll have people coming in, and you probably see this too, who have read books like The Medical Medium, or have went to the website Stop the Thyroid Madness, or or looked at Isabella Wentz's work, and they're like, I have to do all of this now.
Yeah, right.
Did you get that feeling when you first were diagnosed and trying to come out of being at rock bottom? Did you feel like you had to do everything?
Yes, I did. And that's sort of how I do things in general. That's sort of my personality. So the thing is, I was so desperate. And so as fatigued and depressed and all those other things, all the other symptoms I was feeling as I was, I just was so driven to find an answer. And so I did do a bunch of testing and all the recommendations. I did them all at once. I took all the supplements, and I don't really recommend that path, because it did get super, super overwhelming. And I think it created some more disordered eating. I think it created some more anxiety. It just was a little different, because in the interim I was improving, you know, so it worked itself out. It just probably took a little longer than it had to. So I don't really recommend doing every recommendation that you read in a book, because it might not even apply to you in the first place. That's the other thing. So, and that's where, like you said, the customization comes into play. And in my, like, I have a book, The Rock Bottom Thyroid Treatment, and it's an 8-week process. But what I do is I take people through, you know, what generally helps for people, but it's also discussion about, you can take your first month and you can make it 6 months if you need to make it. You don't have to all of a sudden be better in 1 month. That's not what the case is. And in 8 weeks, it's not going to be the end all be all. You know, you're not going to solve all your problems in 8 weeks and then just go back to what you're doing. So, you know, it's really very much needs to be customized, and you have to have that support to go along with it to really get to the bottom of things.
I think so. Absolutely. With the thyroid, I think we have to have someone there, you know, not only as a cheerleader, the accountability, and also just the you're on the right track, you know, stay the course, don't jump. Cause I think a lot of tendency is to jump from one treatment to the other when we've tried something for like 2 weeks and we're like, I'm not better yet. Let's try the next thing.
Yes. And I think for sure with thyroid patients, there's, and now I know, and I've been through this cycle many, many times since, especially since the thyroid cancer, but if you're in a different level of stress for whatever reason, where you are, maybe you're moving, maybe you're switching jobs or something that's just a little bit turns up the notch on the stress level, that can really, really impact a thyroid patient more than maybe someone who doesn't have a thyroid issue. And so that might set you back, and you have to start to understand that if you're not aware of how the stress is affecting you and you have a backslide, that in and of itself is normal. And it's not this linear trajectory of getting better. You're going to have a lot of backward steps, and that is part of the process. And every time you back up, you learn, okay, what did I do here? What did I do there? This just happened to me not even that long ago, and I've been working on this, and I was like, oh yeah, working 15 hours a day is not good for me and my thyroid, you know, or whatever it may be for whoever, you know, whatever people are dealing with in their life. So you have to just keep on learning.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. My goodness. I could give you a hug through the computer right now for saying that, because it's the biggest factor that I deal with folks on a day in, day out basis is when we have, like you said, a move. Even COVID, mm-hmm. when COVID hit, I was like on the phone with all my thyroid folks. Where are you at? Yes. What's happening? How are you doing? What's going on? Because it is like the littlest, you know, COVID was a big thing, but even the littlest stressor that we don't acknowledge that, oh, this is a stressor or a change in routine, which COVID really was for most of us, or is still, it can be a huge factor. And that, you know, this is something that I think for a lot of folks, when they start to improve, and I'd love to hear your perspective on this, when they start to improve, they think, okay, I've got this, I've beat this, but it's more of a case of maintenance and keeping yourself healthy over time, which is with any condition, but just health in general. You can't just be blasé about it. You have to kind of keep the maintenance up. Would you say that in the case of chronic thyroid conditions, that it's a health maintenance thing to keep in the back of your mind?
Yeah, it definitely is. And I'll never eat the same way that I did before without consequences. But the difference is now I know what I've done that isn't right for my body, and I can make the change and shift back. But of course, you know, it's life, stuff comes up and you don't always make the best choices. But it's definitely something that is ongoing. It's again, I always talk about this with my people I work with. It's, you're not either on a program and off a program. This is your life. Like, if you're going to start this, it's going to be something you're going to, you know, do in some way. It might be a gradation of how you started out. You might be able to, you know, let go of the reins a little bit here and there. And then, but you know how to get back on to what you need to do to feel best, your best. So I've noticed that a lot with food sensitivities and healing the gut, and people's reactions become not as severe as when they started with me. But sometimes they are, like, I use dairy as an example. Some people really, really, really they don't care. They're going to have the cheesecake or whatever. They know they're going to, you know, just blow up and swell up and, you know, put on extra water weight and whatever and feel miserable for a few days. And at some point it's worth it to them to do that. But then they know that, okay, that's what's making me feel this way. So now I'm done with it, you know? So that's just a common example I feel like comes up. And so you have to, that's part of maintenance. You have to figure out what you need to do to feel your best. And you have to decide when you can choose to not always make the best decisions.
That's awesome to hear you say that, because I think a lot of people will listen to me in my office and be like, you're trying to control what I do. And it's not that. It's we have to learn about ourselves. Do you recommend a journal for folks, or do you give them one?
Yeah, I do. Even though it's not something that I'm the greatest at, I don't love to do it, but I find that if they're tracking even their foods, I don't know if you're talking about like a food journal specifically or just in general. Yeah. So when it comes to food, sometimes because people always say, well, I don't think I'm eating enough, or I'm not eating, I don't know, I don't even talk about calories with them unless I'm trying to figure out if they're hungry all the time. I'm like, you know, you should track your calories for a while and just see, you know, maybe you need more to feel better throughout the day and have more energy. Just use it as a gauge that way. But we're not really talking about reducing calories to lose weight, or, you know, that's not really where we're going typically. But as far as like the other journaling with mood or just getting stuff out, I do highly recommend that, because oftentimes, and that's part of my role in working with people too, but making that connection with what we're doing to benefit our health for day to day and how we're feeling comes out in that journal. And, you know, making the connections and, you know, connecting the dots is huge. And that's that whole teaching aspect, that metacognition, you don't know what you don't know. And if you can't make that connection, it's really hard to heal long term.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, the journaling is, I'm getting folks away from tracking every little morsel of food that goes into their body and more tracking symptoms and how, you know, X causes why, or, you know, it's kind of that connection between if I'm super stressed out or I have a change in my routine, what's going to happen? And today we're recording this on the day after a time change, which I often find being something that's a provoker more times in the spring because we spring forward, whereas the fall back. But even just a slight change in routine can create a symptom change. And so things like this, and I just love learning about my body. And so I find it fascinating when folks really take it on and go, oh, look at this thought, look at that. And and we start to see how things are put together.
Yeah, it can be very powerful.
So speaking of putting, like connecting those dots together, you do some testing for folks. And you've had, I'm guessing you've done this nutritional testing on yourself as well.
Many times. Yep.
What companies do you use? What do you use? I'm curious. And I know that I talk a lot about different tests and different companies. I would love to hear, because I know my folks are probably like, what does she use? What is she using?
I love to use the Spectracell micronutrient panel as well as the Vibrant America. They're a little different. But they both check white blood cells. One of them checks also some red blood cell and then some serum too. And so it's good to have a really good broad picture of what's happening at the cellular level, because if you don't have adequate nutrients in the cells, it can't get to those cycles like we talked about earlier, like the Krebs cycle, or to make the energy for your cells and, you know, help the methylation pathway do what it's supposed to do and the detoxification pathways, etc. So if you don't have that in the cells, it's hard to, you know, optimize and feel your best. So that's what we work on. Therapeutic replenishment, you know, using foods to help replenish those deficiencies so that people can start to resolve their symptoms. And it's amazing how people can start resolving things within a couple of weeks. And sometimes they'll email me and say, gosh, I'm feeling more level. I have more energy. And it's been 2 weeks. And I'm kind of like, really? Two weeks? and they're for sure, you know, feeling better. And I've, you know, checked with the lab as well to make sure that is that just a placebo thing. And anyway, they've seen that times and time again too, where if you're getting the right nutrients therapeutically along with the best foods, you know, it's amazing how your body can turn around. It wants to be healthy, and it will if it's given the right stuff.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, no, it's the little things, and being able to talk about what foods are rich in things that are depleted. I find that for a lot of folks, and I'd love to hear from you, that vitamin B12, vitamin D seem to be a recurring theme in folks with thyroid conditions. Also selenium being one of the big conversion minerals. Are there some other, magnesium too. Are there some other ones that you seem to find that are on repeat in terms of common minerals or vitamins that are deficient?
Yeah, zinc and vitamin A, obviously both very much involved in thyroid hormone conversion. But a lot of times what's kind of nice to see is that you can, if you replenish your zinc, the vitamin A can start to correct itself. And then, you know, vitamin A is also really good for helping the lining of your gut replenish. And so many thyroid patients really struggle with gut health. So it's, you know, so many patterns and dots that connect that help, you know, put the person's protocol together and to help them feel much, much better. So I would say zinc. I see copper a fair amount. And then, of course, you have to watch with zinc and copper together and, you know, depending on their situation. But then those also lead me to looking at the results with how their blood sugar is able to respond to the, you know, or the insulin is responding to the blood sugar. And so a lot of times if you correct those minerals, their blood sugar starts to normalize as well. So it's fascinating the patterns you see, and it fits every single time you look at someone's results and you compare it to their symptoms when you do your initial consultation with them. It's like black and white information, and it's so nice because it's like one of the few things that seems concrete when it comes to nutrition in the nutrition world. Is one of these tests. It's very concrete.
Yeah. No, I love them. And they're a wealth of information. I know a lot of people will be like, I don't want to spend the money, but honestly, worth its weight in gold, I think, because you're not.
It is.
And you're not taking random supplements thinking, well, maybe this one will help, or maybe this one will help, or maybe this one will help.
Yes. And speaking of that, I have had people come to me with paper grocery bags full of supplements from TV advertisements, from big box stores, from their friend who sells some company's stuff, you know, and they come and they're taking all these. They don't really know why they're taking them anymore. And then when we go through this process, sometimes they're down to taking 4 things from 20. That's not an exaggeration. That's very common. And they start to feel better, you know, within, like I mentioned before, weeks. Yeah. Weeks sometimes. And you think of if a person reaches out to, for sure me, I'm sure you as well, they've probably been struggling for a long time, and they seek people like us out. Eventually, they've been struggling for a long time. So what is a few $100 and a couple of weeks or a few weeks to start feeling better? That is so worth, like you said, their weight in gold. It's amazing.
It totally is. So yes, folks, if you haven't seen the micronutrient analysis, or the other one that I haven't heard of that you do is called what?
The Vibrant.
Yes.
Vibrant testing. Yeah. So it does the white blood cells, but also red blood cell and then serum. So you get kind of a comparison of everything, and it kind of can show, because how many times do you talk to people about the micronutrient panel and they will say, well, I had all the bunch of labs done at the doctor's office and everything is normal. And you have to explain to them that that serum, that's not intracellular testing. It's apples and oranges. So, yeah.
Yes, because if the nutrients aren't getting in your cells, guys, then it's not happening. So yeah. You're wasting a whole bunch of B12 or D if it's just hanging out in the blood but not getting into the cells. So, yes.
Exactly.
So huge. The Vibrant America, I'm going to have to check that one out because I do the micronutrient, but I like the broad spectrum of test availability for folks.
Yes, it's great.
It just makes our lives easier, but also just some game-changing results with that. Mm-hmm. Now, here's another thing that I think a lot of people are wondering. Okay, so we do that test and we start getting some nutrients in. How long before you typically retest on a micronutrient?
Because it's white blood cells and they don't, you know, renew for every, depends on the healthy, if the cells are healthy or not, like 4 to 6 or 5 to 6 months. So I'd say the soonest I would ever retest is 6 months. And then after that, I find most people just do once a year, almost like their yearly checkup. It's just part of that process. And, you know, it doesn't have to be something you're doing regularly because of that function. It's a functional test. It looks back, mm-hmm. you know, over months. And so, yeah, it doesn't make sense to do it any sooner than 6 months. Maybe, I don't know. I wouldn't think I've done anything earlier than that before. So I haven't seen, you know, to compare, but that's my recommendation.
I would agree as well. I would agree mm-hmm. as well. Because yes, the white blood cells and their ability to turn over things. Plus, I think a lot of us are thinking that things in the body move a lot faster than they actually do. And so it takes some time to replete these nutrients. And you don't always have to have supplements. I mean, you could be working just on food too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think that's another thing that, you know, is really huge.
And that's the goal, is you don't want to be on supplements for the rest of your life. You want food to replace that. You might need things, you know, if you have methylation issues or if you have lots of stress, you might need things ongoing, you know, or if you have an inflammatory condition, but the goal is to use food.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Total high five on that one. Food over boxes and bags of grocery bags of supplements.
Exactly.
Oh, yes. That has happened more often times than not in my office as well. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So Tiffany, let's tell folks where they can find you online and all about where to grab your book and how to get in touch with you, because I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of folks listening to this podcast who, like me, like to dive into health and dive in a little bit mm-hmm. deeper and are resonating with you right now.
Yeah. Awesome. So pretty much Rock Bottom Wellness on Instagram, Facebook, and my book Rock Bottom Thyroid Treatment is on Amazon and Barnes and Noble. So you can get it there. So I do a free 30-minute phone call too. So if you go to my website, rockbottomwellness.com, you can schedule that for just that free kind of get to know you consultation. You know, what do I have that could help, or what, you know, it's kind of a get to know you from both aspects. Both sides of the call. So that's something people take advantage of too. And then from there, you know, if things work out either way is perfectly fine, but it's a good information to get you going in the right direction.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story and talking all about what you do, because I think this is going to be great for a lot of folks listening in who are looking for someone who specializes in thyroid treatment.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, health junkies, I hope you enjoyed my podcast. If you want to continue the conversation based on what topic I'm talking about at any given time on the Health Fix podcast, head over to my Facebook group, Find Your Health Fix. It's where we are talking about what's going on in health, what I'm talking about in the podcast, and I love to answer questions there. So come hang out and join the conversation. And by the way, right now I have a free Manage Your Stress Naturally course that you can grab on my website at drjkrausnd.com, because so many people are stressed out right now, and really it has to do with the basics, your routines and simple habits that are messing you up. So head on over to drjkrausnd.com and go check out my free course on managing stress naturally. All right, folks, have a great day, whatever you're doing.
Subscribe, rate, and share info.